is the FBI, and we're shutting down Default Radio.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist es möglich. Sehnsucht bleibt unerreicht. Reiß den Gedanken. Nimmer satt.
Everybody, this is Default Radio, episode 30. Got a special guest on tonight, Strom Carlson. Say
hello, party.
Yes, and also I believe Mattis is on here. Actually, I'm not sure. He might have hung up. I think he said he had to go call his girlfriend or some shit.
Ah, fuck that.
Anyways,
up, bitch.
Oh, there you are, Mattis.
Yep.
And see you over there. Okay, I'm not even going to go into that. This is episode 30. Got a couple things to talk about tonight, actually. Hopefully it won't suck. Rigel's missing in action. I think Doug has some more insight on that. Not
yeah,
sure.
Rigel quit.
Rigel quit?
He quit. He's like, I'm making this show suck. So when he quit, me and Dakota fired him.
Oh, really? You and Dakota fired him?
Yeah, well, I told Dakota the news, so he's like, fine, he's fired.
All right.
You can't quit my show, you're fired.
Well, I guess Rigel's out of here. I guess we're going to be actively pursuing a new co-host unless Strom can make it every Friday. Strom, you're a new co-host. Okay, as I was saying, though, episode 29... Doug, you gonna put that up on the website or what? I mean, I know it sucked, but,
Wait a minute. Wait, keep talking.
What? Keep talking? What's going on here? Are we on the air or what?
Yeah, we're on the air. Yeah, we're on the air. Just something weird happened, that's all. Like, the computer, like, froze on me or something, I don't know.
Is your computer fine now? Are we streaming?
Yeah, it's recording and it's streaming and everything, but it was just weird because the program I record with, like, the meters just, like, stopped running. I can't see our level anymore, but I see it recording, so.
Well, that can't be good. What if it's just streaming silence?
No, it's not, because I see it streaming. I see it streaming. I see the streaming on the shoutcast, but I don't see it on the recorder program, but I see it recording in the waveform.
I'll check it. Hold on.
Okay. What was that? Did we just lose
Mattis? Mattis said, hold on. I'll be right back.
Oh, I'm right here. That was Strom.
Strom hung up?
Strom left. This show sucks already. Already 4 minutes into it, and it already sucks. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, my God.
It's streaming, though, you bitches.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, we're streaming. We're on there. It's a real radio show. You know, we got some new listeners tonight. And I was hoping that maybe... I was hoping maybe we could make up for last week sucking as hard as it did. You know. Anyways, episode 29. Are you going to release it or what?
I don't know. Maybe I'll release this weekend with 30. It's not lost or anything. It's just like there was really no rush to release it. It was almost as bad as 13, maybe worse. I don't know.
Yeah, well. In other news, as I was saying, I think we'd have some new listeners tonight, so I'm hoping this show won't suck as much as it is. Because Default Radio has been accepted for DEF CON, which you can check out on Default Radio's site. Me and Rigel and Strom, who is supposed to be on here co-hosting with me, who just dropped out of nowhere, we're all going to be speaking there. And I think, Doug, you might be up on the panel, too. And a couple other people that aren't official speakers, but they might be up on the panel with us, too, talking about freaking in the age of voice over IP. Go check out defcon.org. We got a little, you know, what it's about and everything on there if you guys want to know what the hell it's about. Let's see. Now, this is really sucking. Where the hell did Strom go? I'm going to kill him.
Well, no, he's still on AIM and everything, but he's not, like, responding.
Hold on. Let me get
It'll look bad for me to be on the show. Never mind later, guys.
He did not say that.
He was on that damn radio show that Coder has, so.
What?
Oh.
He was on that shit.
I don't want to hear about this.
Actually, it was pretty funny. He to get out of being on it, he made his payphone ring, I think, and he said that he had a very important call.
And what, you know, that wasn't real?
Huh?
And you don't think it was real?
No, he told someone online, and they were telling me, and we were talking about it. It was funny.
I don't know. I don't even know who the people on that show are, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, Doug, keep talking. I'm gonna try and call up Strom because this is real bad.
Yeah, go away. You're not on the show anymore. This is Nannis and Doug's show. Nannis, what's going on?
How much, you?
Not much. Well, this has been episode 30. See you later.
Stop saying that.
Yeah, you know what was pretty cool? I logged into my Yahoo box. I mentioned this on the forum. I went in my Yahoo box the other day, and it's like, due to being a member for quite some time or something, you now get 100 megs of storage. And I find out that even if you sign up, you get 100 megs of storage. So I'm like, what does this have to do about me being a long customer?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I guess they're trying to compete with Gmail or something. I don't know. But, I mean, you really don't need more than 100 megs of storage.
Are you talking about Yahoo?
Yeah, Yahoo Mail.
Yeah, Yahoo's got 100 megs of storage. Didn't you say, Doug, also they're blocking Gmail?
I don't know. It might have been just, like, my email address for some reason at my Yahoo account. But every time I kept sending an email from my from DougTV@gmail.com to my Yahoo account, it kept going right in the bulk. And I don't understand what that's for. Like, why is it doing that? I'm going to try with another Gmail, actually. Let me, by the way, we also have defaultradio@gmail.com now, so that's where 1111 at default forwarded to instead of Linux mail. That way we have more space for all the crap that we get in the mail.
Yeah, that's right. And, in fact, we're still giving away default radio emails if people do shit that's cool and everything and helps out and contributes to the show, right?
Yeah, default radio forwarders. I just gave one to Gray Area.
We still have a couple invites on our Gmail. So I think we should just give people Gmail accounts and then forward the defaultradio.com over to there.
Right.
They should have to do something pretty late for Gmail, man.
Yeah, you'd have to do something really late for Gmail. Like, you know, like Nikki Hilton's cell phone number or something, you know.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, which I think we've been requesting that for a while now, and no one's sending it. I was talking to Strom. He says he can't do the show tonight. He just hung up.
Really? Did he apparently quit on us?
Yeah. Yeah, he just quit on us. Like, what kind
funny.
Of shit is that?
That's really cool, man.
He didn't even give me a reason. He just, like, he hung up the phone, he messaged me on AIM, and he was like, I can't do the show tonight, sorry. Strom, I don't know if I want you speaking at DEF CON with me.
I was like, oh, wait a minute, guys, I can't give the speech. I forgot something at home later.
Yeah, like, that's really going to be bad. So I guess it's just me and you and Natus tonight.
And I guess it's just us on Rant Radio tonight because I guess DDP Hag Radio is down right now, so we're just going to be on Rant Radio tonight too.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what's going on with that. State Dog's been telling me there's been some problems with the radio server lately, so upgrade for maintenance or something.
All right. Well, we're trying to organize the show. I got some show notes. I think we've got about through half of them now. Our organization sucks. It's like been 10 minutes into the show.
We need someone
to have
like,
anything to talk about.
We need someone to like just swear at and stuff, like Dakota used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're missing that on
the show. I tried to get a few people on here tonight that actually would have things to talk about. Like, I don't know, Strom. Fucker.
Where's Scott, by the way?
Yeah, I called Scott. That guy's out in the Colorado River right now. And, like, I asked him what the hell he was doing out there, and his cell phone cut off on me. Anyways.
Huh.
All right, kids, you're listening to Default Radio. Okay, I think we've got through three of our show notes. Let's just move this right along. Yahoo. Yeah, it's got 100 megs of storage. It's here. All right. Anyways. Me and Doug have been driving around the city of Guasti filming for Doug TV. Which
we haven't gone anywhere near Guasti this week.
Well, we're near it. Not actually in it.
Like 30 minutes near it, maybe.
So what? We've still been filming. I just wanted to promote your...
thank you. That the trailer is down. DougTV.org is down because the person that's hosting my stuff apparently doesn't like, allow things to be downloaded even. So I'm not going to pay for that, so I'm going to find another cheap hosting service out there somewhere. Get the domain hosted.
Yeah, I told you. I'm going to try and hook you up with some easy hosting or something.
Yeah, Code Monkey just sent me an IM right now asking about default T-shirts. And as far as I know, they're still in develop from Cessna. I talked to him a couple minutes ago before the show.
Yeah, we got to talk to Cessna because Cessna's like saying he wants the old default radio, like DTMF keypad as a
thing
shirt.
That...
And everyone else just wants to develop something else. And like Strom, even though... You know, Strom, you quit on us, but I'm gonna have to give you mad props for he drew this number 500 handset, old rotary handset.
Yeah, with Adobe Illustrator.
No, he actually drew it.
I know, with Adobe Illustrator.
Oh, I thought he did it by hand, but whatever. It looks pretty cool.
But
I just thought that. That would make a good shirt, but whatever.
Yeah, the default radio logo, he can't take the one that's on the side because it's not, quote, big enough or something. I don't know, something about T-shirts. And he wants the original keypad logo, but it's hard to find because I found it off Google Images. The way back in October or November, when we were just going to come up from scratch, it was supposed to be a temporary logo, and it was just, I found a keypad, and all I did was invert it, and I reversed the image as well. I flipped it. And then I just put default radio in default fonts on top of it, and that's how it was. Then later on, we put with Decoder and Lucky and In Theory or whatever, and then later on, Lucky put Star 1111 Pound on it, which like made it even look more elite. But that original keypad image.
Our image is so elite now because I got Star 1111 Pound.
It is, man. That makes it like spiffy looking or something. I don't know.
Well, anyways, And then I'm thinking about making hats, which I'm basically gonna steal the design of the 2600 hats, except instead of 2600, it's gonna say 1111.
Yeah. Well, like your Verizon hat actually in the Doug TV trailer, another pin for my show.
Yeah.
Oh, Code Monkey wants to know if the shirts will be done before Hope. That's what Cessna's shooting for, because Cessna's going to be at Hope, and he wants to get those done by Hope, as well as some other things for Default. And also I noticed Stink wants to get, other things done for Hope. So it looks like Hope's kind of like, the due date for a lot of things.
Yeah, definitely. He may be probably a week before Hope, so we can get all this done. Yeah, but I just wanted to talk about, we've been filming for Doug TV. It's just it's gonna be some good shit. White Sword TV is up. What is it? Whitesword.tk?
Yeah, there's a torrent going around on the Benriff forums for it, and actually a lot of people have been sharing a lot of good comments about it. Yeah, I was actually impressed about it. I thought he did some good urban exploration. So yeah, episode 1 was released. Probably will release to next week. He sends me over the CDs so I could host it, but I seemed to fail with the host I was with. Because
did you try Web 1000?
Because White Sword's on dial-up, it's a pain in the ass for him. What?
Did you try Web 1000, Doug?
Dude, Web 1000 is slow, isn't it?
I don't know. It's not that bad sometimes.
I don't know. I don't want free.
Sometimes
that free
it is.
Stuff.
Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's kind of whack.
I don't want that free shit. I want a reliable because I like to pay yearly, like you know, $50 to $60 a year for some good, you know, the bandwidth
yep.
for the domain and everything.
Yeah, not some shit that's gonna say bandwidth exceeded, like Doug.
Well,
you know, I'm surprised like defaultradio.com is even up right now.
Well, no, they have unlimited. They give you unlimited transfers and everything, and it's only like, I think it's like 100 megs of space or something. But there's unlimited transfers.
The problem with is with those though is because the reason they're free is you know so many people use them, so it slows it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I just watched that episode of White Sword TV. Doug sent it to me. I gotta say that was pretty great. My mom was watching it; she was cracking up. She's like, "What's
what
he doing?
I haven't seen it."
Huh?
What is he doing? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's just urban exploration. He goes around a bunch of places and just explores stuff like basements and
underground stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
He goes to a school and stuff. And episode 2 is even funner. Actually, there's a lot more. Interesting stuff like in the dark and crap. It's pretty cool. And it's not him spinning around in circles and going crazy doing the White Sword Time Warp. It's not that.
Yeah, but the White Sword Time Warp, so that's a whole nother thing. I still want the one where he's pretending to be the Hulk, but I don't think that's released.
Oh man. Yeah, so it's not what the little clips you release, it's an actual like well put together thing of him UE-ing.
Yeah, it's UE-ing, I guess, is the term. Underground exploration. Is that like social engineering? SE? Underground exploration is UE?
Yeah.
It's actually urban exploration.
Oh, okay, sorry. Urban exploration. Yes.
Noob.
I am a noob. I am a noob at UE-ing. I think the only thing I've ever done with urban exploration was back in the day, me and my friends used to go over to one of the junior highs around here, and we stacked up lunch tables as high as the flagpole. It's pretty funny.
You know
the kids would come in on Monday and just see all the lunch tables stacked up. It's great.
They start bolting them down after that.
Huh?
Did they start bolting them down after that?
No.
Really?
No.
Because at a lot of schools in California, they're all bolted down and everything.
Yeah, there's some schools that are like that. Dude, the one thing of urban exploration I did back in high school, before I even knew like what urban exploration was, me and two friends of mine, during like a physical education or PE or whatever class period, we would always like, you know, ditch it, of course, because PE sucks. And we'd always go inside like the gym area and the quote, multi-purpose room. And we'd always try to find, like, back doors to shit. We always found this one room that, like, we never told anyone where it was just a whole stock load of sodas, snacks, everything that was just open in boxes. It was just, like, the God room. It was like heaven in there.
I wish I lived in New York City. I'd do so much urban exploration in the subway. It'd be so fun.
We got all those sodas, and we put them in our sweatshirts and shit, and we just, like, give them out to people.
Alright, hold on 1 second. I'm calling back in.
Yeah, my cord was dying.
Oh. Should have charged that for the show.
Urban exploration, it's some good stuff. I say we encourage people to do that. You know, finding stuff where, not supposed to be. Pretty fun.
Have you ever gone down into a manhole, Lucky?
is that supposed to be some sort of trick question there, Ned?
No, I was just wondering.
I always thought they had methane gas or some shit in those,
God, Lucky, your phone sucks.
Are you serious?
You're so quiet compared to me and Natus. We're, like, loud, and you're like, hey, guys, how you doing over there?
I don't know, man.
Well,
my phone
sucks. I can't help it. It's like, here, let me try and get on another phone.
Just get on speaker.
I guarantee I'm not loud.
Yeah, no, you're louder than me. I already know that. Hold on.
Just get on speaker.
Is this better, guys?
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
yeah.
White Sword TV,
so anyway.
Episode 1, released Thursday night. Available at whitesword.tk sometimes if the hosting's up or whatever.
Yeah. So, speaking of all this filming, we also ended up filming an accident comes along for our Doug TV adventures. And
the deleted scenes.
Huh?
Jack
the
deleted scenes, yeah. Yeah, he won't be on any of the actual shows.
He'll be blurred out and muted.
Yeah. No, but yeah, accidents on Doug TV. And you'll notice a lot of people just call him Jack Osborne. Amazingly, he looks exactly the same. Do you still have that picture uploaded
you know what?
On your site?
The hosting would be down, but let me move it over to Default Radio, actually. I got to find that JPEG.
Where's Decoder's avatar hosted?
Oh, I don't know. No, it's hosted
on the forums.
Who knows where that is?
No,
but
Doug had this side-by-side image of Accident and Jack Osborne, and, like, you seriously can't tell the difference.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Like, we should exploit that or something.
And that one I saw, he didn't look that much like him.
No, that the one, the big one with the headphones, that's because when he had, like, the shorter hair, but, like, his hair has grown so long, and it has that curly hair like Jack Osborne. You know, it's not as long, but it's still, like, a lot of fucking hair, where it's just, like, he doesn't even look like he cleans it or whatever. But, like, it's just, no, seriously, though, like, you know, a lot of people will always say that, like, you remind me of Jack Osborne, you know what I'm saying? We got to really use him. We got to use him for stuff.
Yeah, in fact, we were down at, one of the LA 2600 meetings. And some guy, like, came running up to him, and he's all, Jack, what are you doing out here? And we're like, who? You know?
Did he play along with it?
No. He was just like, what are you talking about? He's all like, well, Sharon didn't say you were going to be out here. And he's like, what? He's all like, oh, wait, you're not Jack? Jack Osborne? It was great.
That's pretty lean.
Yeah, yeah. He was saying, like, he took down the Default Radio voicemail number, and he said he was going to tell Sharon and, like, have, like, Accident meet Jack, and it was going to be, like, Accident's the evil twin that Sharon never told him about.
Dude, he said Accident would be on the Osbournes. That'd be so funny.
Yeah, it would. It was going to be the shit, but...
Until they realize what kind of person he really is, and then boom, he's fired.
Yeah, that guy never called us. Then again, he might have thought the phone number was fake, because I gave him my voicemail, the 909-590-0004. But, yeah. Accident. He looks like Jack Osborne. You should make money off that shit. I would. Yeah. So what else you got to talk about here, Doug? 25 minutes into the show, I don't want it to suck. I think it's been okay.
I don't know. I'm still wondering what's going on with Strom, though. Just ditches like that.
I told you, dude. He ditched us. Whatever. The show must go on, as Elmo says, or something.
You're a moron.
What? You don't watch Sesame Street?
Oh, I have here a notepad written. People do not accept Lucky's Texas ID. Why don't you fill people out about your problem?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's really pissing me off. Okay, so, like, besides the fact that I have a California driver's license,
I usually present. Oh, who just hung up? Was that Natus or you?
No, that was Doug.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. We're not streaming?
Sorry.
Are we still streaming?
Yeah, we're still streaming. I hung up my phone by mistake.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Doug?
Remember two lines, so yeah.
Hey, cut him some slack, Lucky. Don't be a bitch.
Oh.
Bitch.
Well, here I am, like, about to... What the fuck?
He's doing it to piss you off. I don't know.
I swear, dude. What the
dude,
fuck is wrong with
broken.
This kid?
My phone's broken. Every time I hit the mute button, it hangs up.
Oh,
keep
well,
doing it, Doug.
Gonna...
Keep doing it, Doug. It's comedy. Lucky gets so pissed.
Nah, I wouldn't do that to him.
Maybe you shouldn't mute it. Maybe you should just talk on it like a normal person. Anyway.
Oh, God. Let's not get in this whole caller ID, don't be a pussy talk.
Did Natus just hang up? Fine. Fuck Natus. Natus isn't going to be on the show anymore. Fuck that.
Lucky's such a little pussy.
Well, I'm trying to have a conversation here so that we could actually maybe input some information onto the show.
You never
and instead, all people,
lucky.
All anyone is hearing is fucking ringtones and drop tones. I don't think anyone
better,
wants to hear that shit.
No one wants to hear you.
Fuck you, Natus. You're not saying anything. You're not contributing. Vermont. What are you doing out in Vermont?
Being a Vermonster.
That's what I thought. A Vermonster. Right. Anyways, can we get into the
talk
topic
about your goddamn
now?
Story.
All right. All right. So anyways, when I go to purchase alcohol and cigarettes and other things like that, I always present my Texas ID just on the premise that I shouldn't have to present my California driver license. For one, my old license, I actually went to the DMV and got a new one now. But my old license had my home address on it. And I just don't feel comfortable giving out my California driver license because it's got my driver license number, for one, and my home address and my name and all that other stuff. And all they really need to see is how old I am, not who I am and where I live and all this other stuff. And a lot of the times when you go into the gas station and everything, they swipe your card to quote, verify the age. I don't know if they're not taking that information off the magnetic stripe and storing it and using it for store promotional use and all kinds of other things. So anyways, I always present my Texas ID just because I feel that it's safer. So I went into the Shell just to buy some cigarettes, and the bitch was like, oh, I can't see this signature. It's covered up. I'm like, it's a small signature. It's the director of the Department of Public Safety. You're not supposed to really see it anyways. It's a real ID. Like, what the hell? She's all, well, I can't take that. I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell? So I pull out my driver license. I slam that on there. I pull out all my credit cards. I pull out my all my other forms of ID, and I'm like, is this acceptable? So, yeah, that's not necessary. Finally gives him some cigarettes. Well, the next night, we go over to Albertsons. And I feel like purchasing some wine coolers, so I go into there. Same fucking thing happens. The guy's like, this shit's not going to fly. I'm like, what do you mean this isn't going to fly? It's a valid ID. So I pull out my insurance card. I'm like, look, here's my insurance card. It's got my name and date of birth also. That's two forms of ID. And he's like, no, that won't fly. So I'm like, fine. Here's my fucking California license. So why didn't you just give that in the first place? For pure fucking principle, dickhead. I shouldn't have to give it to you in the first place. Why you know, it's like, just because I look young doesn't mean I'm not 21. It kind of shit is pissing me off. It's like, they're just judging me on how I look and everything. And
what, kind
I mean,
pussy, what kind of pussy buys wine coolers?
Thank you.
Hey. It was cheap.
That's what I said when he bought them. I was like, man, strawberry wine coolers suck ass.
It was cheap and it was good, and that's not the point of the story, goddammit.
Like good strawberry.
The point of the story is people out here just judging me on my looks and just going, oh, well, it's got to be fake because he
that's
looks
because your ID
didn't
show.
It's out of state.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
It's because you're sketchy, Lucky.
What do you mean I'm sketchy?
You're sketchy.
You're like shaking your hands when you gave him the ID properly.
No, I don't think so. I stare these people in the eyes, I give them my ID, and they just give me shit. It's like, what the hell is going on with that? It's like, seriously, they're not going to suffer any repercussions if they give me, if they sell me alcohol, even if I was under 21, all they have to say is, he handed us an ID that said he was 21. They're not, and well, that's a defense.
You know what?
Well, they're all friggin' beaners, so who cares?
Like, it's like, I don't understand. Like, they're not going to lose their license because they sold me alcohol. If they really think it's fake, they can confiscate it and give it to the cops.
You know what's funny? Is like, Lucky, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and Lucky's on his way home, and he's drunk. Not just off wine coolers. He's not that, he's not like that. But, he, you know, after drinking other things, and Lucky's drunk, and, like, he's all driving home or whatever, and he's all talking to me, and he sounds all fucked up, and he's like, dude, I still can't believe that bitch didn't accept my ID. And I was like, holy shit, is that still on your mind?
Well, seriously, it's bullshit, man. Like, what the hell is wrong with her? And I was not driving drunk, okay? God, I was
Code Monkey said
an
I am. Code Monkey said, let Lucky know, it's a good thing he's not going to Hope. We don't want wine coolers in New York.
Shut the hell up. Let him, you know, let me tell him a story about when I went to Hope, okay, at H2K2. I wasn't drinking wine coolers, all right? I was drinking some 190 proof Everclear mixed with some vodka. So don't give me any shit about wine coolers.
So you're saying you're under 21, you're drinking alcohol? In New York?
Hey, consumption in New York is not illegal. Only possession.
What were you drinking when you got raped and that stuff written on your face?
I did not get raped.
Isn't that what it says on your face?
No, it says I got owned.
Nah, I think it says you got raped.
No. Like the pictures are out there. They're on the internet, okay? And we're not gonna discuss that on Default Radio.
There we
okay?
go. There's a new Default Radio logo.
What, Lucky's face?
Yeah.
That's from back in the day when I was on Default. And Doug, this is gonna be your first DEF CON, so since you're the newbie, you're gonna be the one
shut
to get
the hell
owned.
Up with your bullshit.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it says I got drunk and ass raped.
No, it does not. You can stop perpetrating rumors because the pictures are out there and they clearly.
Emmanuel got him drunk and raped. Says Tron.
Dude, I'm looking at it right now. I'm zooming in on it.
Zooming.
I got drunk and ass something and ass.
Yo, that's gonna be. Oh, I don't want to like give out a spoiler. Never mind.
I really don't think so, Natus. You can why don't you give out the address of that picture?
I don't know
just
where.
Get it out there.
I got drunk.
Tiny URL it, please.
A tiny URL. Oh, hold on, let me upload it somewhere. Because I don't remember where I got it.
Anyways. Yeah. Point being, Texas ID, it's valid. They're not going to lose their license or anything. No criminal prosecution.
Why don't you show them your California license, you pussy?
Huh?
Why don't you just show them your California license in the first place?
Because he's not a legal California citizen.
Because I just got through explaining that. It has my address on it, my license number.
Why are you so scared?
I don't want them capturing that information. All they need to know is my age. They don't need to know my personal information.
Dude, Lucky, if they wanted to capture you, they'd just get the fingerprints off you.
Lucky, you're already owned by a man anyway. The man owns everyone.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
The man owns everyone. You're already owned.
Whatever, man. Like
God or something.
I don't care if the man or whatever the hell you're trying to say owns me. I don't need Albertsons owning me too. Like, what the hell? Seriously, they just don't need that personal information. Anyways, it pissed me off so much that I went to the DMV and I'm having my new licenses mailed to my PO box. So I'll just let them capture that. Fine. I'll use my Texas ID number on everything else or whatever.
Oh, man.
Then again, my Texas ID is public info. I think someone already pulled that driver license number or ID number or whatever.
Default.
So I guess I'm just owned. I'm just going to have to go to another state and get another ID number. I'll get one when I'm in Nevada or something.
People are always like, what the hell is this, when you show them a Vermont ID in California? Like, this, is this fake? What do you mean it's fake?
Yeah, it's like, they don't even need to question it. It's like, you know what? An ID was showed to you. That's all you need to know.
Well, you know what? When I got pulled over by a cop once, and I was with accident, and, like, I didn't have anything on me, and accident had a school ID, and the cop was like, no, I mean a real ID, something that's, like, legit.
What the hell?
And I'm like, he's like, oh, I don't have, he's like, do you have a state ID? He's like, this crowd could mean anything to me.
Nice.
I started laughing, but I tried not to laugh, but it was just too funny. I don't really think it's a crime to laugh.
Yeah, well.
But then again, with the Patriot Act, who knows?
Getting that way, Doug. So, yeah, so, state IDs, fucking accept them. Don't be little bitches. I swear, if I was traveling from Texas and I didn't have a California on me, which I don't have a California on me now, so I don't know what the hell's going to happen with that. But
hey, lucky. I could have an idea to bring some freaking back into the show. Why don't we call Haberson's up and talk to him about it?
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. Call off Haberson's.
What, is this mad about that?
I'm the age of 21 and I want to buy alcohol. Why do you not accept my Texas ID?
Yeah, I should.
Do it.
Actually, you want to get that number for me? Look
yeah,
that
me,
number
I'll,
up and.
I'll pull the number out for you. You want to call the one in Chino Hills?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get the number for you. One second.
Yeah. Whoa. That scared me. I'm like in my computer room. That's right outside. Right. I can see right outside my house, and my mom was like watering right in front, and I was like, it really scared me.
Yeah, she'll own you too.
You're scared of everything, Lucky.
Yeah. Well, while you're pulling that number up, I should read iam21.txt, which I have prepared for Albertson.
Okay, here's the number.
Huh?
Here's the number.
What the hell? Not gonna let me read my document?
No, 909.
Okay.
590.
You got a three-way this. I can't three-way.
Natus, do you have three-way?
Yeah.
All right, dial this number.
Okay.
67.
Hold on, one second. Okay, what is it?
909.
Yeah.
590. 3660.
Okay, 1 second.
This is 6515 Grand Avenue and Peyton Drive. All
right, give him a call before someone on default does, please.
Forgot about that. He's on the cell phone.
Nice.
It's all you, Lucky.
Answer the damn phone.
Thank you for calling Lucky's. Remember that store Lucky's when Albertson's bought them out?
Yeah.
What kind of operation are they running there?
Albertson's 225.
All right. Hang up on this shit. Screw them.
Screw
them. Damn.
Damn, that's whack.
Yeah. Well, screw Albertsons. Not buying from them again.
God.
Not buying wine coolers from them again.
Yeah.
I'm not buying cheap-ass alcohol from them anymore.
All right. Yeah, so people won't accept my Texas ID. Fuck them. Next in our notes. When are we going to be talking about Stank Dog's Telephone Creptacular? Why are we bringing that up, Doug?
Because it was making fun of the fact that you were on that show again.
So what? I go from this show to Stank Dog's. Stank says it sucks so much sometimes.
No, I was saying the reason I put that in there because I wanted to mention that it was a very good episode of the Telephone Creptacular, number two of Lucky 225 and prank calls and calling Hershey's chocolate bar or something.
Yeah, that was a pretty good episode. I think me driving around trying to Redbox payphones with my voice. It's pretty funny. It was a good episode.
Hold on, I'm going to try to get a hold of another Albertsons.
What the hell are you doing? You're not getting another Albertsons on this line. We're through with that shit.
No, we're not.
I already said screw them.
Come on, they're open until 1 a.m. Why the hell are they answering?
Yeah, screw them. We'll call them back at 1.
You know, you should film for Doug TV.
Huh?
No,
what?
Doug, you should go in there, and at, like, 12:55, go in there and get, like, a whole cart full of stuff and bring it up to the register. And then
yeah, but that's just being an asshole, though, you know?
It's no. And then once they scanned, like, half of it, just be like, oh, I don't really want it, actually. I, like, don't have any money.
That's just, like, a waste of time, though. Like, it's just, like, pissing them off. Unless they, like, did something to fucking piss me off, you know, then, yeah, I'd probably do that. But, I mean, it's just lucky about, like, not giving his California ID the state he lives in, so it's not really, like, the big of a deal.
Yeah.
It's mostly Lucky's fault.
But it's a good idea anyway.
Not my fault. They're allowed to accept Texas IDs.
I can either... Oh, never mind.
Anyways, we were going to talk about Verizon Freedom with DirecTV. They're paired up or something. That's what Doug was telling me. Doug. Doug!
Oh, he left.
I'm going to kill that kid. Oh, shit. I am going to restrain myself from killing that kid, is what I meant to say. Doug.
Okay. Natus.
Yeah.
Call 909.
You're not calling anything. We're done with
Lucky.
It.
909.
Shut up, Lucky. We're doing some freaking. What?
909-606-8184.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Good evening, Albertsons.
Hi, my name is Lucky225, and I'm a noob.
I'm sorry?
My name is Lucky225, and
oh,
I'm a noob.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. That was my brother. I have a question. I'm 21 years old, and the other day I went to go purchase some alcohol, and I gave them my Texas ID, but they were saying they wouldn't accept that, and I want to know what's the deal with that.
Okay. What I can do is transfer you to a manager. Is that okay?
Yeah. Can you please transfer to the manager?
Sure. Hold on.
Thank you.
What were you guys doing?
What?
What were you doing? You weren't saying anything at first.
Because I told you, I'm not calling him.
Because Lucky's a moron. He's a little bitch.
Ruin the show? Fine.
Mr. Jan, can I help you?
Hey, are you the manager?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. The other day I went to go purchase an alcohol beverage, and I'm at the age of 21, and I presented them my Texas ID, and they refused that.
Oh, they did. We're not supposed to pick out of states.
Well, the thing is that I had it. No, but you're supposed to accept my Texas ID. That is my ID. It is an identification that my date of birth makes me 21.
Who was it that you talked to? You don't remember her name or his name?
It was the cash register. I don't know. But the point is that I'm 21 years old and I'm presenting you a form of identification. I want to know why you're not accepting that.
Well, because we're not allowed to take out of state here. So
actually, the law, Business and Professions Code, Section 25660.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to talk to the store manager tomorrow when he comes in because I can't take it. So you could talk to Steve in the morning.
Ma'am, why are you going to
accept and relying on that document as a proof of age and identity? For any transaction, employment, use, or permission forbidden by Section 25658, 25663, or 25665.
Well, you know, I don't know about that. All I'm doing is what I'm told. So you're going to have to talk to him in the morning.
Ma'am, don't get lippy with me.
I'm not, but we cannot take it.
What kind of bullcrap beaner business?
Thank you. You can call him in the morning.
There you go. Albertsons won't take out-of-state IDs. It's like I'm visiting.
You're not supposed to.
I'm visiting here, and you're not going to let me buy alcohol. What the hell's wrong with you?
Actually, wait a minute. I remember now, in certain states, I don't think California is one of those states, but there are certain states, Virginia, where you're not allowed to, like, buy alcohol unless you're a Virginia citizen or some shit like that.
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But Virginia has a lot of crazy ass laws.
There's Massachusetts, I believe, is one of those states where even a Massachusetts ID card itself is not valid. You actually have to possess a Massachusetts driver license. Some guy made a post about that on Google Groups, and he was like, gee, why don't you just make the state model, we love drinking and driving? You have to have a driver license to get alcohol.
That's pretty lean.
Yeah.
A lot of states have some weird laws, but I don't remember California being one of those states that, you know,
yeah,
21
well,
or older, period.
Like I said, like I cited, business and professions code. Section 25660.
Well,
any
print
state,
that and
any state
it to
federal
them.
ID card is good enough as long as it has the date of birth on it.
Dude, print whatever the fuck you have right there and give it to them.
Well,
when they bitch at you,
doing.
Just be like, look, ho, look at this.
Yeah.
This is the fucking piece of paper that says you have to.
She feared you when you started saying that.
She was like, oh no, she's saying things that I don't know because I never went to college.
Yeah,
never went
well,
to high school
I mean,
either.
I don't understand why they're not going to take an out-of-state ID. Like, ooh, we can't sell to someone who's not a Californian. What the hell is that about?
Just because you're from Texas. There's nothing to do about being out-of-state. They're like, oh, that guy's from Texas. Fuck him.
Yeah. Well, I guess Texas technically isn't a state, so maybe that's why.
There you go.
Yeah, anyways, we were going to talk about DirecTV pairing up with the Verizon Freedom Plan and everything. You going to go on about that? Or?
Yeah, when you sign up for Verizon Freedom, you can get it with DirecTV now. But the problem is, if you already have DirecTV, you currently cannot combine the bill all-in-one or whatever with Verizon Freedom. The deal only stands for if you currently do not have Verizon Freedom and you currently do not have DirecTV, then you could get it all-in-one or whatever at a local Verizon Plus store and get all that shit hooked up. It's pretty lean. I forgot the prices and all that extra shit, but yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much Verizon Freedom and a satellite dish.
Yeah, on the same bill, but who knows what the price is. Probably $1,000. Anyways.
Not that much anymore. It's like probably like $80 total or something.
Yeah, well, screw it. I'm canceling my landline anyways.
Damn those phones that work.
Yeah.
Damn them to hell.
Landlines are pieces.
They're too good for me.
Everything's going to be VoIP. That's the future, by the way. It's all voice over IP.
Until it all crashes. And then no one will ever have a phone.
Yeah.
They'll be like, remember that one copper wire that goes through the underground and overground and shit? No?
Okay, well. Besides that, I have some other show notes. Do you have any other show notes, or is that where yours end?
No, I don't have anything. I'm just the engineer.
Okay. I was going to talk about Free World Dial-Up. It's Leap.
Get it today.
Yeah, well, for those of you that have voice pulse, on the second line on the SPA-2000, you can actually program in your Free World Dial-Up and use it just like a regular phone.
Just don't update the firmware when you log
in. Yeah,
don't
update the firmware if you have a voice pulse, and you can add all that stuff to your second line on the SPA-2000, and you can have Free World Dial-Up on your second line. That's what I got right now. And it comes in pretty handy. I've been calling a bunch of UK 0800 numbers, such as 0800-890-135, Bahamas Direct.
Wow, CCA professional.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you only get to dial, the toll-free and some other numbers. Like, you can call Packet 8 from Free World Dial-Up. You can call, you're supposed to be able to call Voice Pulse and vice versa with Voice Pulse to Free World Dial-Up, but that's not really, like, working right now. But, like, you can call Packet 8 numbers and shit and all that other crap, and sometimes you can dial long distance when there's special seasons and shit that goes on when they advertise it.
Yep. It's pretty great. And I believe, don't you get a call party number if someone calls up a Libertel and enters your free world dial-up number?
It's only that one number that does that, that 248 number, which is your ANI. If they call that number and they enter your free world dial-up number, it will not pass your caller ID. It'll pass your Flex Any, a.k.a. CPN caller party number. It'll pass it no matter what to your free world dial-up caller ID, fucking whatever you're using.
Yeah, that's great because I mean I can just tell people here's my
number.
Phone number and my extension at work.
Thanks. My extension.
Boom, they're owned. Yeah. Another thing I was going to talk about is fireworks. Another reason why California sucks. We're such pussies out here, Doug.
Oh God.
I swear, when I was in Texas, you know, out here in California. I don't know about the rest of you states. I sure as hell hope you guys don't have this. But out here in California, the only fireworks we sell are, quote, safe and sane. I have never seen any of those fireworks in any other state that I've ever been in. Safe and sane. You know what we sell out here? We sell fucking morning glories. You know? Those TNT, what the hell are those? Those flowers. That's basically all we sell. And at a very high price. Oh, and Piccolo Pete's. Excuse me. And we pay a lot of money for that shit out here in California. And, like, we could pay less and get better fireworks in Texas that are imported from New Mexico. But instead, we got safe and sane. And even the ones that, even these shitty fireworks that we do have out here in California, if you, quote, modify them, you'll get some, like, $500 fine.
Yeah.
That's a city of Chino ordinance, I think. It's not a state law. But, yeah, it's pretty lame out here in California, man.
That's also lame out here is we don't have any bars.
Yeah, we do. What the hell are you talking about?
I mean, like, real bars, like, places to drink and shit. Like, the fucking Canyon Corral was how it was a bar and the reason why they got rid of it. We don't have any real bars in Chino Hills or Chino anymore.
Yeah.
Stop being losers and move to L.A.
We have family restaurants with bars in them, but we don't have bars. We don't have any places to smoke inside, none of that shit.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. We can't smoke.
You know, I went to Canada last weekend, and it was so weird that you could do that up there, like, everywhere. You go into, like, a Burger King and do it. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's how it should be, man. You know, out here in California, you can't smoke on the beach anymore. They just passed that law, too. They're thinking about making a state law. They're going to make the whole coastline you can't smoke on.
Why? That's so gay.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking shit.
You could be out on your beachfront property, and it would be illegal for you to smoke out in front of your own house. I don't know what the hell's wrong with California. Of course, then again, we got...
Hold on, I got to call back in.
Yeah, you do that. We got fucking Governor Greg Davis. Oh, wait. Sorry. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Out here. I don't know what the hell's going on out here.
There we go.
But yeah, I think that's going to be it for this episode of Default Radio.
I want to make an announcement, actually. There hasn't been freaking in this show since probably episode 24, since we were doing the redboxing with Cursed and Royal was on the show. It's probably the last episode when there was actually, like, phone action involved.
Yeah, besides us calling up Albertsons and yelling at them.
Yeah, well, that's not really freaking. That's just something that we actually did with the telephone system. That's not. But what we do need to do is it's been a long time, and the problem is because the coder did most of the scanning, and he did most of the calling numbers, you know, and the error recording. And what does Lucky do? Well, he talks about Social Security and IDs. What do? I just fucking record the show and really have nothing interesting to talk about. So, because of the fact, you know, like, I scan around here and there, but, you know, I don't find anything that leet, you know, because I don't scan all the time as much as a lot of people do. So here's what I want to do, and this is actually, Lucky doesn't even know about this. I just decided, like, we need to mention this. If any of you have anything cool, you know, you think we should play on the show, you know, you find any cool numbers and you want, you know, credit, you don't want credit, you want to be anonymous or whatever, you know, you find some funny error recordings, you know, like the 9 trillion recording, you know, some interesting, weird, odd, any kind of weird numbers, and you want to talk about it on the show, you can either be on the show or you want to just email it, then email it to, or email about it to 1111@defaultradio.com because we really, really, really need to get back into the whole default slash telephone scene into this, and enough about fucking Albertsons and identification problems and fireworks shit and states and laws and all that crap. We need to get back into the phones. And I know a lot of people think that too, because a lot of people have said the show sucks without the phones, because that's what it was supposed to be about.
Yeah,
mostly.
That's definitely true. That's definitely true. I mean,
and, you know,
I
lucky
to bring
lucky,
free world dial up into this, trying
yeah,
to get anything
know,
phone related.
Yeah, you know, it's really dying because, you know, Lucky's unemployed now, but I mean, like, when, you know, Lucky used to work a lot, and now what are we doing? We're filming for other shit now. We've kind of like, it seems like we've given up on default radio, you know, and I don't want that to happen. We all want default
yeah,
radio to keep going, but it's hard. It's a pain in the ass because, you know, that attitude isn't around anymore, so we got to bring back the phone somehow. You know, we got to bring back into the scanning and stuff. You know, I've scanned many exchanges, but I don't find anything that interesting to talk about, you know. Maybe weird and, you know, but we do need to get back into the phone freaking thing again.
Yeah, and maybe we can set up, like, some sort of all-day war scanning shit between you and me, Doug. Let's just fucking start scanning out exchanges here.
Yeah, we could start doing that. You know, I mean, shit, it's summer. What better way to celebrate summer than to scan exchanges?
Yeah, and I think we should start giving out free conferences and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
we gotta
hey,
we,
look, it's, you know, yeah. just for the summer, be like, look, here's a ring out bridge. Enjoy it, kids, and fucking that'll be the default bridge for the summer. Because
we gotta,
you know,
start conferencing. We got to start doing a lot of the shit. The SoCal's down. It's probably going to be down forever. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
There's people arguing on the forums about different bridges. It doesn't really matter what bridge you call. People call the 616 bridge that we talked about many times before because those people know each other, and the people call the 4-3 because they choose not to. That's their own right. It doesn't matter what bridges we are on, but we should still meet up and talk and get the whole phone thing back into this. You know, we got to get default
radio
back on the phone.
And I think we need to stop it, but that's the problem is I don't think we should have little clicks. I think we should give out a bridge on default radio, maybe next week or something, and it'll be like a ring out because, you know, back in the day, like since 97 or 96, I've been into phone freaking, and every summer there was always some conference bridge or something where everyone met up, you know. It wasn't like groups. It was like everyone called this bridge, and fucking we chatted about all kinds of shit and did all kinds of phone exploration and stuff. And I think if we bring that attitude to this summer, because I haven't seen any good conferences this summer, and I think that's why people are bitching. They just want like a ring out so they don't have to enter an extension and all this other shit.
They want a good bridge. Look at the PLA. The PLA was great until a whole bunch of people got it and it became lame, and then people started ruining it by thinking they're cool, by pulling numbers off, you know, and that's what the big scare is. People don't want, you know, they don't want to get owned. They don't want their information out there, you know, and that's why we just need to stick to standard ring outs. I mean, we gotta get back to this conferencing, you know, if you're smart, divert, whatever, use a calling card, it doesn't really matter, but I mean, let's not own each other, and let's have some fun.
Yeah,
let's
definitely.
Let's do some
scanning.
Let's have some fun with the phone system. Let's fucking play with the goddamn phone. You know, we all have our jobs. We all have a real life. Stink has said it many times that there's reality that we still have to face with jobs. Look at Lucky. He was never on default rated that much when he had a job because he was making money. He was living. You know, phones, yes, they're a hobby, but this summer people are out of school. We should start, you know, having fun in the real world, but we should also, when we're home, let's scan some exchanges. Let's do some shit with the phone. Let's have a good time on conferences. We need to get this fucking phone thing back in. And we're, like, really lowering the time here, so we really got to wrap it up here.
Yeah, definitely. Let's wrap it up. And can we give out the 616 bridge on you?
I don't think Rigel 5 cares anymore, but we're really pulling it close. I don't want to interrupt with a shout box.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be it for this episode of Default Radio. My shouts this week are going to go to Stank Dog. I guess I'll give a shout-out to Strom Carlson. And of course, the DEFCON, because that's gonna be some good shit. And you know, Hope also, go to Hope because that's gonna be some good shit. All right, you got any shouts, Doug?
Yeah, we just got the other show kicked us off, but it's okay, we're recording. yeah, we just got kicked off on radio because we were here. I didn't expect to get that long ass speech there, but shout fucking to Stank Dog. fucking Nazi Ray for being a little bitch late with the big. Shout to Strom, fucking who else? Cessna, of course. Cessna, G.I.
Oh,
Joe.
Oh, yeah, Cessna.
G.I. Joe, Code Mucky, even Tron, he's been pretty cool lately, even though.
Yeah, an accident. Tron, an accident, you get shouts this week.
Yeah, accident, fucking punched down. I was talking to him last night. I got another shout out to Kizzle and Curse. There. Those are all my shouts.
Yeah, shouts to Curse, too. Mattis, any shouts?
Shouts to everybody who shares information about freezing.
Yep.
People who keep to themselves get no shouts.
Yeah, you
don't use a phone, no shouts to you.
Well, I mean, seriously, like, yeah, we don't want shit to get abused, but, you know, if you hold it to yourself and don't let anyone know, it's just going to go away, and that's not going to be cool, because no one's going to ever know except yourself.
That's not the hacker, the hacker ethic, you know?
Yeah. Share info. Freaking is not dead, as you will see at our presentation. And that's it. And remember, everything, every fucking thing, is always on default. We're out. You're the victim, he's the master. Back for mercy, more advisor.